Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
The weekend kicks off with a yellow level 2 warning. That's for severe thunderstorms over the most parts of Gauteng, as well as northwestern Mpumalanga, south central Limpopo, and parts of the northwest and the Free State. Pretoria up to 30 degrees on this Friday. Joburg 29, Mbombela, Emalahleni, and Polokwane 27, Rustenburg a high of 28.
In Midrand on the N1 southbound, a collision after the New Road exit, it's causing queuing traffic.
Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says a security official has been removed from the Home Affairs office in Randburg, where he allegedly threatened to spray waiting customers with pepper spray. The individual can be seen in a video holding the pepper spray can in his hand, telling people waiting to collect their IDs that the office is offline and they should go outside. And talks resume in Cairo today on a second phase of an Israel-Hamas ceasefire that mediators hope will bring a lasting end to the Gaza conflict. It comes a day after Israel's military acknowledged its complete failure to prevent the 2023 Hamas attack that sparked the war. Mediator Egypt said yesterday that Israeli, Qatari and US delegations were already in Cairo for the intensive talks on the next stage. I'm Khadija D'Souza, back with more news at 8.
The sport is brought to you by Mr. D. Get thousands of products delivered in minutes with Take A Lot Now.
Looking for Glutes products to upgrade your health or a kitchen appliance for the upcoming braai? What about a book to read this weekend or some stationery for your new home office? Now you can get all of these Take A Lot products at Mr. D speed with Take A Lot Now on Mr. D. So download the Mr. D app and make your life effortlessly convenient. Take A Lot Now on Mr. D is available daily in selected areas from 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Take A Lot Now. Get thousands of Take A Lot products delivered in minutes. Try it out. Mr. D is giving 1,000 listeners 150 Rand off Take A Lot Now on the Mr. D app. Send a WhatsApp with keyword Mr. D to 084-850-0942. Hurry, vouchers are limited. T's and C's apply.
Well, plenty of cricket on the go. Pakistan's game against Bangladesh in the Champions Trophy yesterday was abandoned without a ball bowled due to rain. It's the second match in Rawalpindi to fall victim to the weather following the Australia clash with South Africa on Tuesday. Well, Afghanistan will face Australia in Lahore today. Both sides looking to book their spot in the semi-finals. Tomorrow, South Africa in their last group match against England. That's at 11. Former cricketers and pundits have slammed India's advantage of playing their Champions Trophy matches only in Dubai, while other teams have to shuttle between three venues in Pakistan and fly to the UAE. India refused to travel to Pakistan for the tournament because of security concerns and political tensions. The Springbok test venues for the year have been confirmed. The world champs return to the Eastern Cape for the first time since 2021 when they take on Italy in Rebecca. That's in test two of the incoming series in July. Test one, that's going to be at Loftus, so also against Italy on the 5th of July. Georgia will take on the Springboks in Nelspruit on the 19th. After that, it's rugby championship time with the home test matches at Ellis Park, Cape Town and Kings Park. The Lions have lost two backline players for the URC clash with the Sharks at Emirates Airline Park tomorrow. No Kuan Horn and no Enko van Wyk, two big losses due to injury. And that will be followed by the highly anticipated duel between the Vodacom Bulls and DHL Stormers at Loftus at 5.
What's happening?
If you've been to Loftus, you'll hear that tune, and we're going to hear it again tomorrow. Loftus will be buzzing.
Yeah, it's going to be buzzing.
Yeah.
Fill it up.
Let's fill it up. It's a 5 o'clock kickoff. If you're in nice and early, the Bulls Daisies are up against Border at 12, so might as well spend the entire afternoon there. But either way, a massive clash.
Yeah, there's live music. There's lots happening. Even Neon Dreams. I love those Oaks. Yeah. They're playing after the game. And if you buy your ticket between 6 and 9, in other words, while we're on air,
now,
then you could join us in the Marty McParty deck for a bit of a vibe, and I'll tell you who wins that towards the end of the show. Makreo Gorgis, no.